You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to?
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to get back to the Wisconsin governor race. The Wall Street Journal and other papers have said that the Wisconsin GOP is on a suicide watch, and it is. This is a year they claim they have a good shot at winning the election. And they put up what? The Duchess of Foxconn, Ramphin, and Nicholson? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Here is why that's important. Why that's important. I had said on this show before that Tommy Thompson has got to get in this race. Tommy Thompson just finished a stint as head of the UW system, did a very fine job. He's a Republican. I'm a Democrat, but he always got along with Democrats. He had some Democratic support. He was a moderate guy and an honest guy, and he would veto any bill that said that the electors in the state in a presidential election were going to be picked by the gerrymandered legislature. All three Republicans would sign the bill, the other ones. Now, here is my concern, my deep concern. Thompson, they apparently had a poll. He distanced himself from it, but basically there's no doubt that it was conducted to see how he would do. And they didn't release the poll. But what they said was he did very well, but by the way, he's going to go skiing for a month. Then he's going to take the month of April off to think about it. Let me be blunt. Nobody who is seriously thinking of running for governor, and the filing deadline is the beginning of June, and the signatures get circulated in April, go skiing for a month and take all of April to think about it. My suspicion, and I have not seen that poll, my suspicion is that it showed danger, that somebody like Ramphin, new face, articulating Trump grievances, did better than people thought. And that the Duchess of Foxconn, Lady Clayfish, was stronger against Thompson than he thought. He can go around, and he should go around, to the donors and the business people in the state looking for support. If they have a brain in their head, they will go with him. But the question is, you can't force chemistry. And if his time has passed, because he's 80 years old and he's seen his establishment, maybe there is a new day dawning. I don't know. I hope not. I'd like to see him as a Republican nominee, but I'm putting this on everybody's radar. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Well, good morning, Matt. Great
show. Good morning. Thanks for calling. What's up, Jean?
Yeah, boy, I tell you something. It's like deja vu all over again. The Republican Party, again, this is not the Republican Party. Tommy Thompson is of the old Republican Party. He's not going to make it. Whoever's running this Republican Party now is a danger to our state and our country. They're not going to all jump out and support Tommy Thompson, the good guy. We already seen what the heck. They keep going deeper and deeper into the garbage can to get people. And they do.
No, I know. Look, I agree with you, and I got to tell you something else. I think you're exactly right. I like Tommy Thompson. I wish he were the Republican nominee, but nobody does a poll and then goes skiing for a month, then thinks about it for another month with the circulation of nomination papers due the month he's thinking about it. That says to me that, Gene, you are right, and that it's a new day dawning, and the paranoia and the fear and the weird stuff in the Republican Party has gotten so far off the rails that they'll reject their own statesmen. Thanks very much for calling in. CJ of Stoughton, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, CJ?
Morning, Matt. How are you today?
Real good, CJ. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. As far as the governor's race goes, why are you worried about it if Evers such doing such a great job? Who runs as a Republican? But I did actually want to speak to you about Russia and Ukraine. I remember, and let's just say Biden won. And it doesn't matter at this point about Trump. This never went on underneath Trump, though, the invasion of Ukraine. And candidate Biden campaigned on handling, he's the only one that Putin's afraid of. Well, sad but true, Putin watched what happened in Afghanistan. This president is weak, and get ready for $5 and $6 gas again, a gallon. And if he had any scruples, he would open up our Keystone Pipeline and start pumping fuel instead of buying more oil from Russia and begging OPEC to start producing oil. So this guy has been nothing but a failure. The Biden-Harris administration is a catastrophe, and your folks, the Democrats, are going to lose huge in November, and they should, because everything that Biden and the Harris administration has touched, they're more worried about the Ukraine border than our own southern border.
Yeah, CJ, let me say a couple of things. When you ask why I mentioned Trump, because he's running for re-election 2024, and I think you'd support him, I mean, quite frankly. And he went on a radio show and praised Putin. He said that Putin is a genius, that he's smart. That it was beautiful, that he loves his country. Who praises Adolf Hitler? Nobody praises Adolf Hitler. Trump is a traitor to the country, okay? Let's just be real blunt about that. And when you say that Biden, somehow this is happening with Biden now, Fiona Hill said that Putin was enabled by Trump, that he got some Dutch courage out of this to do it because of Trump. He realized he could hack into our elections and get a Russian agent in there as president. I mean, that's exactly what happened. So here's the deal. And then as far as Afghanistan, it was Trump that said we're going to get out by May 1. Biden extended it to August 1. It was Trump that recognized the Taliban. Biden didn't recognize the Taliban. It was Trump that threw the Afghan government out. Yeah, you're at the microphone, Luke. Do you have something to say, my friend?
Yeah. Hey, Matt. Was it President Biden that invited the Taliban to Camp David on the anniversary of 9/11? Was that President Biden? Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that was the former guy.
Right on. Right on. No, Luke and Brian show. You got to hear Luke and Brian dueling tangents. Great young guys. Really a lot of moxie in the afternoon. You got to listen to that show. So anyway, I mean, look, CJ, here's the deal. Trump, Trump praised Putin right in the middle of a war. He's praising Putin. You can't do that. He would have been arrested in the middle of the Second World War if he said that about Hitler. But now the guy does it, and he figures he's what, going to run again? Are you kidding me? He is going to run again, of course, and he has the. But so when it comes to all of that, Biden is doing a good job. He's not going to start a nuclear war. He's not going to send troops into Ukraine. He's going to do very bad damage to the Russian economy, keep fighting them that way, and let them know we send troops. We've sent troops to Romania, Poland, the Czech Republic. We've sent them to Lithuania and Estonia. And I'll tell you what, Putin is not going to dare go in there, because if he does, there will be a military response. He's an international skunk, a psychopath, a thief, sociopath. I hope he's not a psychopath. All right, look, I'm getting carried away, getting ticked off, going to a break. The lines are live. Don't hang up, guys. I will get back to you right after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more. Heck yeah. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Oh, ooh.